It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback this morning, a midweek Wednesday edition, and it's brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, coming up here at 7:47, we're going to try to mend some fences and maybe rebuild a bridge between Elon and the Donald. So, for the flashback today, we go back to the year 1990.
1990.
Thank you.
1990.
And
love can build a bridge.
Love can build a bridge.
Aww.
That's right. Don't you think it's time? Don't you?
Don't you think it's time?
Love can build a bridge. Big song for the Judds, obviously. And really, in the tail end of their initial run, where they would quote-unquote reunite and return back to the stage between Naomi and Winona. And Love Can Build a Bridge was a song that had, well, all sorts of co-writers, including Naomi, Winona, Paul Overstreet, and Vince Gill. But really, the whole song was put together initially by Vince Gill. He said he was working on this song, and he started talking to Naomi about it. And Vince actually suggested, I think this song would be a beautiful duet with you and Winona. It was, of course, written as a message of hope and perseverance for the Judds family. And particularly as Naomi was struggling with chronic illness and speculation about her retirement. And she, quote-unquote, would retire for a little while right after this song came out. So Vince starts writing this song about a marital spat that he had.
Ooh.
Yeah. And that's where it started initially. But then, as we said, the conversation then turned it in a way. And Naomi did look at this song as, and actually referred to it as, that this was her way of, as she was retiring, leaving her legacy with the fans. It was not a number one song, but a top five for the Judds. And hopefully we can do the same coming up.
Gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet.